Aren't you tired of giving back profits to the market? You need a trading process that provides you with a leading market condition analysis so you can recognize the tops and the bottoms in your portfolio. Technotrader has been helping traders achieve their profit targets for more than 24 years with a complete trading methodology that you won't find anywhere else. Check out the new online trading courses at technotrader.courses.
Hi, everyone. I'm Martha Stokes, and welcome to our radio show of the week. We're going to be talking about the stock market. For the past 5 weeks, the stock market has been slowly moving upward out of a very low bottom on an intermediate term trend. I know many of you believe that there has been a bear market, but there are rules and specific things that have to occur for a bear market to continue and exist. And that did not happen. Why? Because the professionals of the market realized that there were many people who were very scared and they were selling their ETFs like stocks. If they allowed that to happen, then all the 401ks would drop in value far more than they did. So the professional side got together, the buy-side institutions and others, and decided that they would support the market to maintain it at or slightly above the 20% drop that is considered a bear market. Every time it dropped below 20%, they moved in and supported the market to keep the sellers under control and not allow it to get out of control and fall like it did in 2020. This was a very good thing, and it stabilized the market and kept it from falling a great deal more with ETF sellers. ETFs can be sold just like a stock, and that has been a problem for the market to consider how they keep the stocks from falling so fast that there is a huge crash in the market. There was no crash this time. I know you've heard that on the news and you've read about it and all of that, but you have to remember that our television news, our internet news, our financial market news is all based on high emotions. They want you to feel strongly emotional, and often it's negative. It's very rarely positive, even on an upside day. Today is an upside day when I'm recording this, and yet everything I read everywhere is negative, negative, negative. You've heard about inflation, and you've heard about interest rates, and you've heard about all kinds of things, and that there's a recession coming, there's a recession coming, there's a recession coming. Nobody knows that for sure. It's a guess. This economy of the U.S. is changing. We had a massive pandemic, and it altered everything about industry, how business functions, how the corporations work in the U.S. and globally, how the global markets work, and everything. But what you need to know is our corporations are doing just fine. We had an excellent earnings report this time for most of the companies, and we continue to have strong reports. There were some weaker ones, but nothing catastrophic happened. Actually, October is often a bear market beginning, but since the bear market potentially started in March, but was supported so it didn't actually go out of hand. In March, we have an intermediate term correction that is now heading upward. And what's going to happen happens all the time. Every time there's an intermediate term correction, which is about 9 months or 10 months long, or a bear market, which can last about a year and a half on average, everyone is so afraid to get back in the market that they miss the opportunities that happen when the market begins to bottom and the dark pools start accumulating the stock and more things are going on. Yes, we have inflation, but a high percentage of people also got a big raise this year. People are unhappy about an inflation, but actually it is going down. Every month since June, inflation rate has dropped. Now, what the news does is they distort it and they say, oh, it went up 8.2%. No, it didn't. That's the level that it is. And if you compare it to last year with inflation super low, almost deflation was there, then that's not fair either. We have major anomalies in the data sets. And what I'm a cycle theorist, and I'm also I do heavy data analytics. And when you have a severe deviation, which we had during the pandemic, then the following year, if you compare year over year, it's going to look really bad. But that isn't the correct way to look at the market or the economy. The U.S. is transforming, hidden and not really known about or talked about much, to a digital economy. It already started. The banks are already there. The buy-side institutions are already there. The financial services industries are already there. And you need to be there, too. What you need to know is that the economy is improving. The supply chains are almost completely mended. Manufacturing worldwide is starting to gear up again. There are good things that are happening that you never hear about because all the news is bad news, bad news. You ever wonder why that is? Why don't we ever hear good news? Oh, no. Well, it's only bad news. There's a fixation in the news media and in advertisers to have everything bad, 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 because it seems like everyone wants to read bad, but I don't want to read bad. And when I look at the charts, I'm going, oh, this looks so much better. This is improving. I check the fundamentals. Oh, this is improving. There's a lot of companies that are being proclaimed as having horrible earnings reports when they actually had good ones. So you need to not trust the news because it's not reliable. It's not something you can depend upon. Just because somebody is speaking something doesn't mean it's true. You need to research first on stock charts and learn to read stock charts. And we have a free mini course on our website, technotrader/courses.com. that you can learn about candlesticks and other factors. There's actually 6 mini courses you can take for free. You just have to register on our site and then you can watch these. There are other many things that you can join the Profit Hunter community, and I post articles there regularly. I also starting to post a weekly professional side point of view so that you can begin to see what's going on in the real market, because where you are sitting is the retail side, and the retail side is totally misconceived of what's actually really going on. So if you don't want to miss out on opportunities, because bottoming markets move with momentum and velocity. So if you're a swing trader or you're trying to learn to day trade or any of those shorter term trading for extra monthly income, which would really greatly help you. If you're worried about inflation, if you're worried about a recession, you should be learning to trade the stock market. The IRS has a special status for you. It's called trading as a business, and you get all the benefits that professional traders get from IRS tax deductions and so on and so forth. You can find out more about that if you just ask, and then we can send you a copy of an article that I wrote about that. So you have all kinds of opportunities. The most important thing is that we are becoming a financial-based economy. We are moving away from the consumer-based economy because our population is aging very rapidly now because we don't have young immigrants coming in, and we have fewer children being born. Yes, there was a surge of babies being born in the pandemic, but it doesn't make up for the deficit. So our population is aging. So when people get older, they invest more. They spend more time investing in stocks. So if you're trading the market as well as investing in it, you're taking opportunities that are not always available to everyone that doesn't know how to trade the market. And that's what we do. We teach you how to trade with the professionals so that you can earn high incomes from the market. You can do it at home. You can do it with just your computer. If you have 2 monitors, that's great. And you have the education of Technotrader. Technotrader courses are now all online. It's a self-paced course. You can take it as slowly or as quickly as you want. The average student takes about 1 month to get through the course, and that's pretty fast because it has so much information, and then you have a whole year where you can reference that methodology course over and over and over again. We also have you practice on a simulator so that you're not risking your hard-earned money until you have honed your skills. It's like learning to fly an airplane. First, you go into ground school, then you have an instructor guide you as you take the plane off and land it, and you fly it in the air, and eventually you get where you can fly yourself around. The same thing is true of the stock market. You don't want to crash and burn because you don't have an education. You have no idea what you're doing. You don't have any idea how to navigate it. The stock market is not a broad one-size-fits-all. There are 11 and going to be 12 market participant groups. There's the buy side institutions. There's the sell side institutions. There are the professional traders that are independent. There are the professional traders who are floor traders and proprietary desk traders, and on and on and on. It's not one group all doing the same thing at the same time. Most of the time, retail traders don't know that they're trading against the professionals who are trading large lots, 100,000 shares, 500,000 shares, 1,000,000 shares. This morning, when I checked to see what the professionals were doing, we had 1,000,000 lot orders, 10 million lot orders in the queues. Those are massive. You don't want to be trading against them because they're buying. And as things move up, then you want to be trading with them rather than against them. And trading is an awesome way for you to navigate this new economy. if we go into a recession, I think we've already been in it, but if we go further down, then you're making money from the stock market. Because the stock market recovers and moves up and starts an uptrend long before the economy. There's about a 6 to 9 month gap between what the economy is doing and what the stock market is doing. The stock market started to decline in 2021, and now it's starting to recover. So you have a huge change of activity. You can't say, oh, the economy leads the stock market. That's not true. The stock market leads the economy. If the stock market is moving up, then the economy will eventually catch up and recover. So if there's layoffs and you're worried about that, you can start trading online and you can do it from your home. And you get tax deductions and things that other people don't get as investors. You can also invest. I would suggest doing both because then you have more of the opportunities of the stock market. And there's many ways to trade stocks. It's not just day trading. Day trading is actually extremely hard. It's more expensive. It takes more time. It takes more training. It takes more practice. Choose swing trading or momentum trading. It's a whole lot easier. And if you don't have time, if you're working full time and you don't have time, maybe you have time to trade once a week or look at stocks on Friday or Saturday, or maybe once or twice a month, you can platform position trading. And this is perfect for busy people who have careers but still want to make extra money from the stock market. A stock market isn't gambling. It's not a casino. It's a way to make extra cash when inflation is higher, when interest rates are higher, and when there is a recession or people are being laid off. That means that there are opportunities always in the stock market. I tell my students I can always make money because I always can. I have the knowledge of a professional, and as a retired individual, I have decided to share my knowledge with you. It's different than someone who's been day trading and they lose money, so then they decide to start giving out some advice and strategies because they need to make extra cash because they lost a lot of money. And that's how most of the trading courses are. They're retail traders. You need to have a chartered market technician or a CFA or some other accreditation. The CMT is a Series 86. It's a technical analysis, certification, and accreditation with the SEC. So this tells you that my body of knowledge was approved by the SEC, that I have a foundation of experience and knowledge that other retail traders do not have. Most retail traders who are teaching about day trading haven't a foggiest idea what's going on the professional side, and that's extremely dangerous. Why? Because the professional side controls over 80% of all the transactions every single day. They move the market most of the time, or they allow retail and smaller funds to move it to a certain point, and then they move in. So you never know, unless you take the Technitrader course, when those giant lots are going to occur that are going to cause whipsaws. If you've experienced a lot of whipsaws lately, that's because you're trading against the buy-side institutions and professional traders. So you need to stop that and learn how to trade properly. Again, I recommend swing trading because it's far easier than day trading. Day trading is really tough. And there's lower liquidity intraday because all of the transactions of the professional side are not on the public exchanges anymore. You can't see what they're doing. They delay their orders until the end of the day, or they do their orders way before the market opens for the day. And I check that. I check that about Pacific Standard Time, about 2:45 or 3 o'clock in the morning, to see what the professionals are doing long before the market opens. And then I share this with my students. Oh, they're buying this stock or they're selling this stock. This is great information for my students to know what's going on. And this really, really helps them decide what they want to do for the day and how to buy with the professionals rather than against them. The courses are just amazing and they've stood the test of time. Every year I update them and add new information because the market is constantly changing. So you need to be careful if you're using scalping with day trading. That is an outdated strategy that no longer works because there's only a penny spread. The professionals are dealing with half penny spreads. So they swing trade. The professionals gave up day trading a long time ago. So if someone is telling you day trading is what pros do, they're wrong. That's not what's happening at all. The professionals swing trade and they hold for anywhere from a couple of days to several days to a week or more to allow the stock to move up and have the highest profit potential possible. Most of you are taking 10 cents or 20 cents or whatever, or maybe $100, and then you're happy for the money that you've made that day. But think about how many hours you spent getting that money. Are you making a profit? How much are you worth? An hour. Now double that. That's what you should be earning. And this is what Technitrader teaches. We teach you how to improve your trading and how to improve your profit with less time, less energy, less emotional impact. And actually, it's fun. Swing trading is a blast. And right now, there's so many swing trades that are going on. And I'm teaching my students how to differentiate on the candles, whether it's a pro trader or whether it's a smaller fund or whether it's retail traders controlling price. This helps guide them. So every day I'm teaching my students constantly about the current market, what is going on right now at this moment in time. They have the best education, and you can read the reviews on our website. That's technitrader/courses.com. And you should sign up so that you can go around, take the mini courses, experience the Technitrader methodologies and how we teach, because you will fall in love with it. You will say, this is the best course I have ever taken. And I know this because so many people have taken other courses, then they come to me, they take the course, and they're blown away with the education. They're blown away with the support. They can't believe how much easier trading becomes and how they don't have to trade every minute of the day. They can buy a few stocks, go out, go fishing, go hiking, come back, and they've made profits. So come to our website, sign up, and watch what you can do. You will be amazed. I'm Martha Stokes, and that's the radio show for this week.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technitrader. Technitrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technitrader.com.